neurological update. Loretta McKeon, M-C capital K-E-I-G-H-E-N, 12860, 12513, copy to Lewis Coates, MD, fax 972-675-8714. Please see the Janitor note for full details. She follows up for her chronic pain syndrome with fibromyalgia, osteoarthritis, chronic pelvic pain. On her last visit, i.e., in paragraph, her pain contract is up to date. Her SILT score is 4, and her urine drug screen from 2-4. 9-8-12 is appropriate. The paragraph on her last visit, your last visit was how long ago? Yeah, because we have to see at least twice a year. Oh, yeah, it is 5-11-12, a little bit late. I referred her to UT Health Science Center at Dallas for their chronic pelvic pain program, and she has gone there, and it has been helpful. She continues to do exercises, is also working with her chiropractor. New paragraph, she has been on low-dose methadone for many years with no significant side effects, no misuse or abuse, and has done fairly well. We have managed to markedly decrease her usage. When I first saw her on 32809, she was taking around 80 milligrams daily total, and now she is down to only 10 milligrams BID. At lower doses, she her pain spikes. Currently, it's around a 5-7 with the colder weather. She's also on Celebrex, 200 milligrams, Nexium, and occasional Valium. She has new paragraph. She continues to have chronic daily headaches with and relates to a positive pillow sign. New paragraph, she's alert and oriented. She shows appropriate pain behavior. New paragraph before that, she has noted that in the past she's done the best with prednisone. Current symptoms are more osteoarthritic. She requests a trial of prednisone to see if we can get her methadone dose even lower. The Celebrex has simply stopped working. New paragraph, she's alert and oriented with normal image, cognition, mood. She shows appropriate behavior. Her physical and neurological examination are otherwise unchanged. Diagnosis of a plan. Prednisone, 20 milligrams a day for 2 weeks and slow taper. Hold the Celebrex, stop the Celebrex. Once she's off the prednisone, we'll do a trial of Mobix, 7.5 milligrams BID with food. Continue Nexium, continue chronic pelvic pain exercises, chiropractic exercises, and then when she's finished with that, I want her to start AquaFit twice weekly swimming classes. Depending on the prednisone, she'll try decreasing her methadone from 20 milligrams a day to 15 milligrams a day. She'll follow up in 4 months. Addendum. On exam, she has right grid left occipital notch tenderness. I've given her literature regarding occipital neuralgia. And once she's read it, I've asked her to call back and we'll start off with trigger point injections. And depending upon the results from that, we may proceed to Botox injections before considering occipital decompression. these headaches have been daily and debilitating. Okay, we've got a game plan.